This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What is up? We're back.
Hey.
Yeah.
First week of 2018, we're actually hampered down into a podcast. Imagine that. You know what? We got called out this week. I was hanging out with Berklet at the Queens of the Stone Age show.
What up, Tim?
Timmy B, and he goes, "So you're not really doing the podcast anymore. What have you guys been doing? Just sitting around, yanking it?"
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Tim. Yeah. That's what we've been doing.
I mean, honestly, for the last like quarter of the year, last year, all we had were interviews.
Yeah.
And they were good interviews, Tim.
They were.
He probably didn't even listen.
He didn't even listen. He just sat around yanking his own thing.
Smoking weed.
It's episode 120 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. What's up?
Yo, that's Kevin Deers right there. I'm Ian and Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Hey.
The crew's all back. We got a lot to talk about this week, man.
Dude, a lot of good stuff, a lot of bad stuff, but most importantly, more importantly than world issues, more importantly than band issues, more importantly than music, more important than the global crisis of all, how are you guys doing personally?
Because we're more important than anything.
Exactly. At least in this world.
I gave myself a brief bout of food poisoning yesterday.
Tell us. Do the play-by-play.
I cooked up some tacos, and I cooked up too much meat, and I think I undercooked it, so I threw up on my floor and damn near shit my pants earlier.
At the same time?
Yes. Thankfully, my sink is right in front of my toilet, so if I had to, I could do both at the same time. So, you know. That's how cool my fucking house
is. But you're feeling better now.
Dude, as soon as it came out, I felt like a new man. So
that's
let's
a
rip it.
Very, very careful ballet that you have to perform in the bathroom. Just, you know, use the toilet, spin around, vomit back and forth.
You gotta choose.
If you mix up your timing on any of the elements, you're dealing with a massive, massive mess. Food poisoning's no joke.
No, it's not cool. It reminds me of the old Jai Tai days.
Oh no.
Speaking of weird and I was inside of a large big box electronics store with a BB, so that starts with B, so yes, it was Best Buy.
Hit me up on BB.
I was checking out some TVs over at Best Buy today.
I'm blanking out every time you say that. It's just going boop, boop.
All right, check it out. I went into the bathroom, had to take a piss, and I noticed there was a guy sitting there dropping a D. I see his feet underneath, you know, the stall, obviously, and right next to his feet, he had a quart of milk and a Jones soda. So, and they were like drank out of. So,
do you think that guy worked there?
Is he just dropping a deuce while drinking milk and drinking a Jones soda?
That dude's clearly camped.
It was so gross.
He's probably watching TV.
Definitely took a photo.
Well, I can see
you creep.
Creep. Well, yeah. I can see you bringing a beverage into the bathroom, like
a gallon of milk?
But not a gallon of milk.
A quart of milk or whatever?
The combination of those two things?
Ugh.
Maybe he was trying to be sick.
What a fucking weirdo.
I bet that guy had a neck beard and was wearing sweatpants.
Maybe he worked there and didn't want to finish off his shift, and he's like, yo, what can I do to make me sick
to so be I fair, can go home? I could picture Ryan the Beard doing that.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm not that foul.
Yeah, that's gross.
Ryan, how you been, man?
I've been good. I've been busy, but good.
Yeah. And Ryan's been dealing with the You worked Meshuggah, though, this week, right? You worked.
I did.
So you got to watch part of it.
I got to see the whole show.
So what was your job that night?
I was a stagehand. I'm a stagehand for AEG, and that means that I do stagehand work for both show boxes.
Cool. So what time do you usually get there before the show starts?
It kind of depends on the day and what's going to be going on, but usually somewhere around anywhere from 11 a.m. to 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Depending on when the band's going to get there?
Yep.
So once everything's set up, do you get to just chill and watch?
Yep. Whole band, Meshuggah showed up. I got a private mini Meshuggah show during
the
sound check.
Oh, they were so awesome.
It was really great. So it was just me and the other people working in the venue. Meshuggah played through three songs while they were all wearing their jammies. It was great.
And you got to sit there and pretend like, yeah, I'm not fanboying right now.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Totally.
You know, no big deal.
That was a killer show. Meshuggah and Code Orange both totally tore it up. Awesome performance. I'm glad you had a good time, Ryan, and you worked your ass off here at the radio station too, doing you trained some, you did some best of episodes, is that right?
I did 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. training John Fisher over on the sound, and that was, working with John has been absolutely
super chill.
Yeah, just great. What a great dude. And he's got all kinds of awesome stories.
Yeah, he was the longtime DJ for The Mountain.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now he's back.
So many good stories. And he was talking about hanging out and interviewing David Bowie with his guitarist as they were playing songs right in front of him.
That's so awesome.
Like an audience of four and stuff like that. Just all kinds of great stories. So I did that, worked the full Meshuggah show. And it kind of wrecked my sleep schedule up a little bit. I was pretty tired.
It's good for you, man. Builds character.
24-hour day, baby.
Damn.
It will make you die an early age.
But at least I'm going to have some kick-ass stories.
Amen. We all should write a book someday. Do you think anybody would give a about what we have to say?
I mean, people write books that are way less interesting.
That's true.
So, yeah, I have some pretty lame books that I've gotten for free. Like Wild Animus. You remember that one?
No, I don't.
There was a guy that literally handed out thousands and thousands and thousands of copies of this book throughout Seattle for like 5 years straight. Like, there was a while where everyone I would go to their house, they would have a copy of Wild Animus. Very boring.
How many people read it?
Not many.
Well, free.
Tried to read some of it. I wanted to shout out that this week, WWE announced that XFL is coming back. First off, Vince McMahon, I just wanted to say, okay, actually, this is another thing.
I'm glad you think this is stupid.
WWE and XFL don't apparently have anything to do with each other because Vince McMahon divested $100 million from his own company, and he sold off a ton of stock. So he started Alpha Media Company, and so now he's starting up XFL, which is going to be this... Whatever. I mean, do you remember XFL? Yeah,
do you remember part of the reason that they had to shut it down?
It's because they had terrible football players.
Well, that. Plus, like, instead of a regular kickoff in football, they would just drop the ball in the middle of the field and everybody would just run at each other. So there was like 10 million concussions a game. Like, they couldn't keep any players healthy because they were literally trying to kill each other. What was that movie with Keanu Reeves, that football movie, Underdogs or something like that?
I don't know.
Where they just are terrible and they're like the second rate. See, the reason that this isn't going to work is because Vince said that he's not going to hire any criminals.
No.
It's like, dog, that's half the NFL already.
He also said, we're not going to be political. And then like a sentence later said, but you're not going
to
be able to kneel during the national anthem. So that is the most political statement to say in 2018 about football. That being said, I'm not going to get into that.
Right.
I would also like to mention, I would like to call out Vince McMahon and say, dude, you're a carny. You've made money. You've made billions of dollars off of fake fighting for your entire life. You're a carny, and you're trying to legitimize yourself as a sports figure. Dude, just own the fact that you're a carny.
And a billionaire.
And accept it. But you're just trying to look as legitimate in the eyes of many. You're 70-something years old now. Whatever. Anyways.
You should play.
I would like to say, though, that I'm stoked this weekend for WWE because the Royal Rumble's tomorrow. Big fan of WWE, so I'm always stoked for Royal Rumble. But it's the first year that they're having an all-women's Royal Rumble as well.
Awesome.
So
cool.
30 women over the top rope, and they're finally starting to treat women like actual competitors, like sports competitors, like actual athletes, as opposed to when Jerry Lawler would just yell for puppies.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's a legitimate recognition of the talent that those ladies have, man.
Exactly.
They work hard.
But XFL's corny.
before we move on from wrestling, I watched a Goldberg interview.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm not a big wrestling guy. I follow the Grand Tour. It's a nerdy car TV show that I really enjoy.
Oh yeah, he's super into cars.
I was gonna say, how did you end up there?
Yeah, they had
he's
Goldberg
super into cars.
They had Goldberg on there, and he was talking about how they asked him. They said, "So wrestling's fake, right?" And he said, "Well, it's all coordinated, and like who's gonna win and what's gonna happen is pre-rehearsed."
Yeah,
but if you have somebody smash a chair over your face,
exactly.
That doesn't make it hurt
that's
any less
fate.
When
yeah.
somebody drops you on the ground on your head, or when I pick up a 300-400-pound dude and throw him across the ring.
He's really doing that.
I'm really doing that. That's a thing that we're really doing. So you have to appreciate. You have to
remember
what
a
people
story,
say. Yeah, it's a story, but you have to appreciate the physicality of it.
Like, and they abuse these dudes. I mean, you've seen the rest. We all know about like. How some of these dudes have ended up because they got their head and beat in 50,000 times.
So very eye opening, and I also need to point out I still love that guy just goes by Goldberg.
Yeah,
like there's no name.
Hey,
he's
man.
So tough he doesn't need one. He's just Goldberg.
He built it.
I would like to say if you're a wrestling fan and someone says, "Isn't this fake? Why do you watch that?" Just say, "You watch The Walking Dead. Do you think that's real?
You watch like, yeah, or you watch The Voice? Or
yeah,
whatever.
Is that real? Oh no, like even just like, do you watch Friends? You know, they're not really friends. That's fake. It's just a TV show. It is live theater with violence.
It makes me wonder if the XFL will be legit. I mean, one of my buddies posted this week. This is the last thing I'll say is he said, if they're going to do this, they need to come up with some wacky rules. Like, you should be able to stop and have a hockey fight.
Yeah, it should be straight up NFL blitz, dude.
Or you can like have team swapping, like have somebody turn into a heel and then jump over to the other team in the middle of the game.
That'd be cool.
Vince McMahon has mentioned, though, that this is going to be, like, totally, he says, quote-unquote, it's going to be legitimate, it's not going to be anything related to wrestling, and that this is going to be the only time you'll probably see him for the next, whatever, few years until it launches. He's not going to be the public head, he's going to hire all people that, quote-unquote, know what they're doing. I think...
Because last time he tried to...
Oh, yeah, and he
be
tried
the commissioner
to,
or whatever.
Tried to make it all, like, he had, like, Jim Ross calling football. He had The Rock, like, doing national anthem, like, introducing things. It was totally cheesy and totally 90s. Now he's trying to make it legitimate for the people. I think he's really trying to appeal to the people that stopped watching NFL when people would kneel.
Because that was a big thing this year.
Yeah.
The NFL
people
lost a ton of revenue. Yeah.
NFL because of that. So,
ratings went down.
I guess there's a market whatever. For it, but we'll see in 2 years. Is that still going to be a pressing issue? We'll see.
2020.
But anyways,
for
that being said,
too.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but there's a lot of also stuff continuing to happen in the world of metal.
One of the biggest story of the last several years, easily.
Crazy.
Yeah, we woke up this week to find out that Slayer had announced their final world tour and that they have put together, because we've been hearing the last few weeks like rumors of this tour lineup, which is fucking epic, right?
Yeah.
So,
we didn't know it was going to be the last Slayer tour.
Right. But it's going to be. They're doing their last world tour, and they announced the North American dates this week. It's going to be Slayer, Lamb of God, Anthrax, Testament, and Behemoth.
It's called the End of Days Final World Tour. And, I mean, I have mixed feelings about this because, for one, like, I love Slayer. I love watching Slayer. I want Slayer to live forever. But Tom Araya has said in the past couple years that he wanted to retire soon. I think Kerry King would try and do Slayer for as long as he could, but he knows that it's hard to do it without Jeff. It's right. hard to do it without...
I mean, they got Paul Bostaph in there. Yeah, exactly. So they know that things have changed a lot. And maybe they're not necessarily going out on top. I mean, they will because they're...
Because they're fucking Slayer.
They're legendary, yeah. But there also was this week, because Gary Holt, one of the things when they put out Repentless, we were waiting to see if Gary Holt was going to write some of these songs.
Yeah.
And Kerry said, no, we don't need you to write on it. So he did an interview this week that said he doesn't think there's going to be another Slayer record ever.
Hmm.
So, okay, so here's the deal, the thing that people in the Northwest have been tripping about. There's a 2-date gap in between Sacramento, California and Vancouver, BC.
What's those dates?
May 13th in Sacramento and the 16th in Vancouver, with no Portland and no Seattle announced yet.
I really hope that there's something going on.
I mean, what do you think?
My guess would be that there are promoters fighting for it right now
right.
and literally throwing, like, a lot of money at them.
Yeah.
And that there's kind of a bidding war for it. That's my guess. I mean, I have no knowledge of this.
It's either that or they're setting up some kind of bizarre festival that they haven't been able to announce yet, or I don't know.
I would...
It's a big question mark.
I would probably get, my best guess is that there's a bidding war right now going on and who's going to promote it and who's going to throw the most money at them.
And they're sitting back going,
let's
going,
not announce
keep
yet.
Going,
yet.
Keep going. Going up.
Hey, we don't even have to play
thumbs
your
up, thumbs
state.
Up.
I have a very good feeling from something.
Oh,
that,
you know,
Kevin
God,
is correct.
Ryan knows.
I think Kevin is spot on.
But, you know, we'll see. You know, maybe even by the time you hear this, they'll be announced. So we'll check it out. And, you know, don't buy your ticket to Sacramento yet.
I'm going to wait a week.
All right, do it.
Unless Ryan has other info, he'll tell me later.
So again, Slayer, Behemoth, Lamb of God, Anthrax, and Testament.
Yeah.
That is insane. And that's, you know, I think it's obvious that these are bands that they love because they toured with Testament recently. They did the Big Four with Anthrax. And then they also, the last tour that they came through with was Behemoth and Lamb of God. So this seems like it's all the bands that they probably handpicked and that they want to tour with one last time.
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth was quoted this week saying he hopes they can do one more final Big Four show or tour. So maybe that will be like the big culmination. But
I'm sure you do, Dave.
Yeah. And then somebody
sure
else
you would
said,
like to make some money off of that.
The title of the article I first read is, hey, Megadeth should take a cue from Slayer on this. Which is pretty rough. But
that's funny.
All right. So to that point, I will say this. If you compare Megadeth's last record to Slayer's last record back to back, Megadeth put out a much better record.
Dystopia was pretty good. I liked it. Let's jump into some new Machine Head here real quick. This has been kind of a bizarre, like, story. This band put out some... What was that song? Is anybody out there? Last year.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The newest... What I've heard from the newest Machine Head going up to this record, I was not really looking forward to this. Rob Flynn in the last couple of years has made a name for himself calling out people, like calling out Phil Anselmo for being racist. Obviously, he deserved that.
Oh, absolutely.
But Rob Flynn, you know, kind of got a lot of notoriety for being the first one in the mainstream metal world to really just go out on a limb and call him the hell out. You know, a lot of people said, like, hey, Rob, you weren't an angel. You weren't always the best. You didn't always, you know, you weren't always super PC.
I can't remember who it was, but some guy in a prominent band who I probably shouldn't even mention, but he said, yeah, I think back then, Rob just wanted to be Fred Durst.
Rob Durst.
A heavier Durst. So let's play a piece of this song. It's called Catharsis.
Yeah.
Volatile, actually, from Catharsis.
Their new record is out now, right?
Yeah, it just came out yesterday. So we'll play you a piece. Make up your own mind.
You could always play the censored one that I censored.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Just beep it.
This one sounds like Slipknot to me. It's a Slipknot riff. Sounds like Corey Taylor.
Absolutely. All right. There's your 30 seconds, Machine Head. Thanks
so,
for that.
Machine Head's coming through. They're doing this thing where it's an evening with Machine Head, so they're going to play like a couple different sets, probably one set, and then take a break and play another set. They're going to probably play around 2.5 hours or so, or 3 hours. It's going to be at the Showbox Market March 7th. And again, that's an evening with Machine Head. Tickets on sale now.
Remember when Rob Flynn called out Avenged Sevenfold and went through and was in their entire record and said, this riff was a copy of this riff, and you were mimicking this riff with this riff, and
I mean,
so on and so forth?
That's what music is.
Well, I mean, yeah, to a degree, but... I wonder when somebody's going to go through the new Machine Head record and be like, hey, man, this riff sounds exactly like that Devin Townsend record. This song, you're obviously going after Slipknot.
I mean, it's been happening at this point. Like, we let you hear it. You make up your own mind, and I'm kind of over it. So we'll see. We'll play it if people request it.
Yeah.
And we'll play it this week, but we'll go from there. So, Ryan, what's up with that new Cloud Kicker? I know you're a fan.
You're into it, dude. That's like your
I am a big Cloud Kicker fan. Ben Sharp, who is the brains behind Cloud Kicker, has been pretty silent for about 4 years now, and I'm really glad to see that he's making music again. For those that don't know Cloud Kicker, this is one of the dudes that is one of the fathers of Djent. When he put out a record in, I think it was 2008, that kind of made a huge stir in the metal underground internet nerd world.
And, your world.
And nerd he, world. He really, really shaped the way that progressive, the direction that progressive music went in for the next couple of years. And it's, I think it's mostly because he doesn't do a lot of live stuff. The only live performances that he's ever done was with Intronaut as a backing band back in 2014, I want to say. So this is the first thing that we've heard from him since that time. And the song's great. It's awesome. He did the whole thing in one day. After suffering from a bit of writer's block, he just said, all right, I'm just going to force myself to write something.
Good.
So sat down at 10 a.m. and by 7:30 p.m. he had this awesome song. So what a genius.
I hate you and I love you.
So this guy literally wrote, recorded, and mixed this whole album 3 days ago on January 25th.
Well, just the one song. Just the one song.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense. But I mean, damn, we're already a minute in, so let's keep moving on. Good to hear new music from Cloud Kicker and DIY, self-produced, self-released. That's awesome.
It looks like there's some changes in the lineup for Destruction. The German thrash band's drummer, Wari Zyniak Waver Dramo Wikzu. Yeah.
Try that one more time.
Okay. Wariznyak. Wariznyak Waver Dramo Wikzu.
Wariznyak Drumowitz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
he's decided to leave the band. He's given a statement explaining his reasons for doing so, and I read through it. It looks like he just wants to spend time with his family. He's sad to go. You know, he's mentioning how they've gone all around the world with him, and you know, it's always a bummer when bands, you know, kind of break up their strong lineups. But I'm sure they'll find someone badass.
He's probably just had enough, and it's really sad to mention this week. The former guitar player from Suffocation is suffering from a Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Damn.
Which, from what I understand, and I could be wrong, is the most common form of cancer for most people. And so he said that on January 19th, they found out that guy, Marcaeus, I think is what it's pronounced, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it's a blood cancer affecting the body's immune system and lymph nodes. And so he's really trying to struggle through it and make it work out. It's kind of hard to comment on in general.
We wish him the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that's a little bit more positive is 70,000 Tons of Metal. It is a huge metal cruise, and it is pretty much the originator of the metal cruise. It's basically every metal band you would want to see and a bunch of drunk metalheads on a cruise going from Florida to Grand Turk and Caicos Islands and back in a trek that's from February 1st to February 5th. Ryan the Beard, he's gone on it before.
I was on the inaugural cruise, and I got my job because of that.
Yes.
Good things happen when you get blackout and drunk and eat a whole bunch of weed cookies on a boat to Mexico.
So the final lineup has been structured and announced, and I'm going to go through every band here real quick.
See what you got.
Aborted, Aeternum, Aelstorm, Amberian Dawn, Battle Beast, Belphegor, Benediction, Benighted, Beyond Creation, Cannibal Corpse, Dark Tranquility, Destruction, Diablo Boulevard, Enslaved, Evergrey, Evertale, Exciter, Exhumed, Freedom Call, Goat Whore, Guys, In Extremo, In Mourning, Insomnium, Internal Bleeding, Cataclysm, Corpiclani, Creator, Leaves Eyes, Majestic Downfall, Masterplan, Meshuggah, Metal Church, Mezzosoul, Naglfar, Necrophobic, Obscura, October Tide, Primal Fear, Psycho Stick, Revenge, Rhapsody, Sabaton, Samael, Septic Flesh, Sepultura, Seven Kingdoms, Seven Spires, Sinister, Serenia, Sonata Arctica, Swallow the Sun, Threshold, Triosphere, Voivod, Witchery, Witherfall, Wolf Chant, Wolf Heart.
Okay, now do it again, twice as fast.
No. Battle Beast, Belfagor, one more minute.
Nope. So, honestly, I think the tickets might be already gone for 70,000 tons.
Our 70,000 tons of metal correspondent, LJ Klein.
Oh, we need to have him come up back up here after it's all said and done.
No, because then it makes me jealous.
I know. One of these years, we're going to have to go. We've been literally talking about this for like 8 or 9 or 10 years. Math is hard, man. I don't know what's going on.
If it makes you feel better, you could just pee in his apple juice.
Yeah.
Do that.
What's up, Doug? So let's talk about Exhumed Incantation Phobia Petrification Ninth Circle Tour.
So sick.
There's a thing where, maybe not a thing. It's probably not a thing. The upcoming Slayer final tour, no Seattle date announced.
Yep.
Exhumed, no Seattle date announced.
They're coming up to Portland. That's the most north they're going. So that would be something that would be worth going down to Portland for, man, because this is going to be a sick tour. Exhumed Incantation and Phobia. Going to be doing a March run, February and March, and in March 1st, they're playing Portland at the Bossa Nova, so... Yeah.
So you're going to have to head down there.
If you're a big fan of that really, really, really gnarly stuff, Exhumed Incantation and Phobia, definitely worth checking out. Phil Anselmo and the Illegals have premiered a pre-release full album stream of their upcoming new album, Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue. So there's a full 10-track if you want to go to metalunderground.com. There's the full album track, so full album deal.
Full album stream. You want to play like 10, 20 seconds of it real quick?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Phil Anselmo and the Illegals. The song's called Little F***ing Heroes. Pretty gnarly to me.
Sounds kind of like Portal.
Funny how that works.
They're awesome. Sounds good to me, man. I'm down to check it out.
Yeah, it sounds super grindy. Your mind.
I'm sure we'll be playing tons of that in the weeks to come. Another grindy band, Cattle Decapitation, their bassist leaves Cattle Decap to focus on the band with Phil Anselmo, Scour. Phil Anselmo's other side project. So bassist Derek Endgeman has announced his departure from Cattle Decapitation. And he said, "It's been a great journey, but I'm writing to let everyone know I've amicably parted ways with Cattle Decapitation. I'm very proud of the success we achieved together across the last two albums. In turn, I'm excited to focus my energy on the next upcoming Scour release, my reignited project Cast the Stone, and other big plans I have in the works."
All right.
Thank you to everyone for the support, and I'll see you at NAMM.
Which is happening right now, I think, actually.
Vietnam.
Our buddy Jeremy from Zoth, the drummer, is over at NAMM right now, too.
Everyone's at NAMM.
Show me all those videos.
Ryan, when are you going to go down to NAMM?
When I can get some time off of work.
So never. Okay.
Rambling.
So he's never going to NAMM.
Nope, never. So it's been over 7 years since Dimmu Borgir put out a new
Demon
record.
Burger.
They put out the live version of their performance last year with the 150-piece Norwegian orchestra. And it was
epic as
dude. Super, super cool.
So awesome.
So they're going to be releasing their new single on February 23rd. I know it's kind of one of those like news, non-news, we got nothing to show you. But later in the year, they're going to be putting out a full 10-track record. The first full-length they've put out since we first started doing Metal Shop in 2010.
It's going to be called Eonian.
Eonian.
Ian.
Is it about me?
Eonian.
It's about me. I know it is.
Yeah, so check it out. Dimmu Borgir, we'll keep you updated, yo.
There's a couple of quick things I guess we should mention. Some bands that are working on new records. Amorphis is working on their first record since 2015.
Sick.
That's literally all I have to say about it.
Cool.
They're working on it.
And next... Sacred Reich has just announced they will be signing to Metal Blade. If you look back in the Wayback Machine, Sacred Reich was one of the first bands to really get big on Metal Blade Records back on the Metal Massacre compilations. That's how they kind of got their name out there. But they're back at it, and it's going to be their first album since 1996's Heal record. So it's been many, many years, 22 years, and they're going to be coming back with a new one in 2019. They said, "We're very happy to announce that Sacred Reich have signed with Metal Blade Records, and we are writing songs for a new album."
Sick!
So, new Sacred Reich, new thrash. Good times, man.
Well, you know we're not going to let you out of Metal Shop's backstage pass without entering Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio. It's been too long, gentlemen. Tonight, Kevin found a real gem from 2011, a band called Putridity. Off the record, Degenerating Anthropological Euphoria. Here's Kevin with a portion of Drain Acroanal Disengorgement. Kevin, take it away.
Addicted to the excrements of the dead. Post-mortem nourishment of secretions. Coprophagical deeds. Stay gutted corpses. Prone on the table, ripped away from their place of eternal rest. I start predating the bodies. Awful pleasure-seeking, draining, rotten anal tract. Rectal bleeding upon my tongue. Consuming bespattered intestinal juices.
Splatter it.
Splattering cavities till the last drop. Gorging and sewage of bodies on rot. I fill my mouth in delight. The stench is sickly sweet. My hunger is growing on. I grab handfuls of tainted putrid waste, wallowing in pools of steaming shit. Munch the septic matter.
Munch it.
Hovering over the corpse in decay, forced in my throat, coughing up and choking. Decrepitated mental compulsive fixations for human disarray influence my every motions to slide my hands into the gastrointestinal tract.
Up your butt.
I drink blood and feces, intoxicating me with this rank, rotting putridine erupted from the dead.
It's rank.
My decrepit procedures of deviated autopsy let me obtain all the food that I crave with no effort. I feel sick. I'm fucking fixated with taste this seepage, and I devour it entirely, puking and regorging again. I'm a fucking pervert.
Sounds very topical.
I think that's my new ringtone for Kevin.
I'm a fucking pervert.
Yeah, thanks. Really appreciate that. Yo, shout out to Timmy B, who's probably
A fucking pervert.
He's the only guy listening to this right now. So thank you guys again for listening to Metal Shop's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass number 120.
Ian's a fucking pervert.
I am. I ain't even ashamed. Ryan, Kevin, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you guys again next week. It's Metal Shop. Oh, suck it.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.